Sagt der Mishnah, darf Yud Beis Amar Aleph von der Tab. Ha Magdish Nechosso, wo hoi ben Dvorim Ruhin Lekobonet Zibur. If someone is Magdish is Nechosim, and his Magdish is Nechosim, meaning Stam for Bedek Abayis, not necessarily for Kotsh Mizbeach, but for Bedek Abayis. And amongst his Nechosim, you have the things that are Roy for Korban Zibur, and the Gemara is going to say that's referring to Ketores, so you know Sin Le'umen Nibischoran. There's a Machloikus, Rebbe Kiva Ben Azi in this Mishnah. Rebbe Kiva holds, you know Sin Le'umen Nibischoran, Divi Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says that you can utilize and pay umnim even with k'tayris, because he says that there's nothing wrong with hektish being mischal on melacha, even though you're not being mischal on mois, you can be mischal hektish on melacha. And we balt his makdish these things that are going for korban tzibur, assuming it's k'tayris, because k'tayris is something that's only exclusively for korban tzibur. Behemas could be either korban yachid or korban tzibur. So when we're talking about things that are going for korban tzibur, it means k'tayris. So what he does is k'tayris that's hukdash now. So Rebbe Kiva Shita is you're allowed to be hektish in mischal melacha. So you're allowed to use it to pay to umnin b'scharon. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. Omula ben Azai eino yamida. Ben Azai says that no, this is not what should be done with Keteris that is Kodesh. Why? Just like we had by Moise Keteris, Ben Azai Shita was, that you have to first be Mechalel the Keteris on Moise to make the Moise Keteris Chulin. And then you pay that Moise Keteris to Umnim. And then you buy it back from Truma Chadosha, like we had in the last moment. So Mel over here also, this is Shita's Ben Azai, that Eini Min Amida, this is not the right way to go about it. But rather, you have to take this Keteris and be mechalit. Elom afrishin mehen, you take money from the Mois Trumas Alishka, schara umnin, you mafrish mehen schara umnin, you mafrish schara umnin from the Trumas Alishka, and du mechalin oison, and you mechalit the k'toris on the Mois umnim, v'noisin oison umnim b'schorin, and then you take k'toris, which is choyl, and you use it to pay umnim b'schorin, v'choyzum v'loikhin oiso, and then you buy back this k'toris mitrum echadosho. That's Shitas Ben Azai. Now, the Yisrael Tzik HaMachloikas, if Hektish is Mischal on Melocha or not. So the Tesefta learns, the Machloikas between Rebbe Kiva and Ben Azai is, Rebbe Kiva learns, Tatin Posek, V'osel Limikdosh. So V'osel Limikdosh means that a Melocha could be made, could be paid from Hektish. V'osel Limikdosh. You can pay directly from Hektish. And that means Hektish is Mischal on Melocha. Ben Azai holds, Hektish is not Mischal on Melocha, because the Chazanish says, because it's a zilzel, that's the pshat in Ben Azai. It's a zilzel to utilize hekdesh for chilu for melacha, or because melacha is ein by mamish, so mele ein mechalan aleho. That's what the carbonator says before in Daf Yud Aleph from his base. Now we had before in Daf Yud Aleph, we mentioned the three terutzim in Tosis in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph base. One Teretzi says that the sugya of mechalan oisin amoisa umnim v'noisin leumnim b'schoron was dafka taka kong to Ben Azai in this Mishnah. Because according to Ben Azai, you're not allowed to use hekdesh directly to pay the umnim. Ain hekdesh mischal al melocha. So it's, according to Ben Azai, you have the whole sugya of michal al the mois and give the umnim bischoron. Mashen, according to Bekiva, you won't have to do that. The second Tzitzit says that even if Bekiva agrees that when do we say hekdesh mischal al umnim b'melocha, that's dafka something that's hukdesh ayde yochit. Then he could be mechal on melacha. But k'toris, which is tzibur dikadin, so there Rebbe Kiva would agree that you're not mischal on the melacha. And another teretz says over there that we're talking about over there in the Gemara that you use the schar umnim and you give you mechal on the mois and you give it to the umnim b'scharon is talking about umnim that are mefatim k'toris of the shana chadosha, and you can't pay them truma of yeshana. So Meili can't stop give them the k'toris of Moise k'toris, because Moise k'toris is Truma Yishana. So Meili, for the pitum of k'toris Chadosha, you can't give them the Moise k'toris of the Yishana. Those are the three terutzim in Tosis before. But like upon him, this Mishnah over here clearly says, the Machloek Zabba Kivim Ben Azai is, do we say that Hekdesh is Mischal Melocha, Kong Tabba Kiva, Omel Ben Azai, Eini Amida, that's not like we said by Moise k'toris, and Hekdesh is not Mischal on Melocha. But rather, you mafri schar umnim, you mechalal on the mois of the umnim, and you give the umnim bischoron, and then you require it back from them, bitum chadosha. Zog the Mishnah in the next part. Hamakdish nechosa vois ben behema, that's what? That's ruyal gam mizbeach. If you makdish nechosim, Again, we're talking about Makdish al Berek Abayis. And amongst the Berek Abayis, you have an animal that's Roy Agam Mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah over here is that you always try to funnel everything for Berek Abayis. Because he's Makdish al Berek Abayis. So if you have animals that are what? That are Roy Agam Mizbeach. So it doesn't make a difference. Schorim and the Kavis. Schorim and the Kavis. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, since you're Makdish al Berek Abayis, even though be'etzim schorim are roi to makriv as a oila, and nekevis are roi to makriv as a shlomim, but rather no, you'd funnel it to berek abayis. So the schorim, instead of being makriv them as a oila, you mochul it tzarcha oila, you sell them for people that need an oila, and with that money you use it for berek abayis, so it ends up being le berek abayis. When nekevis you mochul it tzarcha zivche shlomim, you sell for people that need shlomim, and with that money at the end of the day you bring it to berek abayis. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The ideal thing is to utilize whatever you could for Berek Abayis. Even though you have things that are Roi L'Mizbeach, you use it for Berek Abayis, because Makdish Nechosov for Berek Abayis means Berek Abayis. Eid is behemoth, sell it and use the money for Berek Abayis. Rabbi Shua says no. That Vibalt, you have behemoth amongst the Nechosim that you're Makdish. So it depends. Those that are going for Mizbeach, you bring for a carbon. Now, when he says Mizbeach, he means Spitz carbon. Spitz carbon is a carbon oiler. An oiler is kula kol, it's totally consumed. So when he has behemoth, he wants oiler. So if it's a zachar, bring it as an oiler. If it's an akeva, it can be an oiler. But you could sell it for a shlomim and use the money for an oiler. So again, Rabbi Shua, don't say you go for berek abayis after you sell it, but rather use it for oilers. Either the zochah is brought as an oila, or the nekeva is sold as a shlomim, and the money is used for oila. Rabbi Shua Oimer, schorim atzman yikav oilas. The zochah itself you bring as oila. When the nekeva is, since he has in mind oilas, because oila we'll learn later from a pasuk that and the dove is oila lashem. So nekeva is even though the nabos oilas yimochel tzach as if shlomim, and so mele it's brought as a shlomim, but the money yavi b'dmein oilas utilized for oilas. Ushan chosim, you put a better kabbais. Other than chosim, you have tables and chairs. That goes to better kabbais. So you search the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer says everything goes to tzarek better kabbais. That means things that are oily, you don't bring as an oiler, but rather you sell for an oiler and the money goes to better kabbais. And likewise, nekevis. And Rabbi Shua says everything goes what it could be for oiler. Either oiler to be makir be'etzim an oiler, like a zachar, or nekeva, sell and use the money for oilers. Because in the dove you want loyalists. Now the things that are better kabbais, those go better kabbais. He obviously differentiates between things that are royal better kabbais and things that are royal mizbech. Omer Rebbe Akiva, and that Rebbe Akiva says, Roini is divrei Rebbe Eliezer midivrei Rebbe Shua. Rebbe Eliezer is consistent. Rebbe Eliezer says everything goes to Berek Abayis. So I'm Roya divrei Rebbe Eliezer more than Rebbe Shua. She Rebbe Eliezer hishvas midoysof. He says everything goes to Berek Abayis. And even the behemoths go to Berek Abayis, you sell them. Rebbe Shua chilek, Rebbe Shua is mechalek. He says, the behemoths that are going to Mizbeach, go to Mizbeach. The behemoths that are not going to Mizbeach, you sell and you bring for oilers. And the other things go to Berek Abayis. So he's not being consistent. Not everything is a Berek Abayis. Omer Papayis, Shomati, as Divrei Shneim. I have a way to be Mekayim, Sai Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and Sai Rabbi Shua. And it depends. Hamakdish Beferish. If someone says Beferish, that the Nechosim and the behemoths should be for Berek Abayis, so Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's like a bliyaza. That's what Rambam learns in Pirush Mishnayis. I mean, Rapayis means, Beferish means, that I say Mefurish Lebedek Abayis. The Maisa, others learn that Avada in such a case is not a Chiddush. Of course, go Bedek Abayis. When you mark the Beferish, you need a Chiddush to tell me like a bliyaza. Of course, Rabbi Shua agrees to that. Avada Rabbi Shua agrees when you say Beferish, Bedek Abayis is Bedek Abayis. Now, the Chiddush is that we're talking about Hamakdish Beferish means that I'm spelling out, I'm being Makdish my Behema and my Nechosim. And I didn't say that the behema should go to Mizbeach and the Nechosim Berek Abayis. That's called Makdish Beferish. Beferish means I said behema and Nechosim. And it did not say that the behema should go to Mizbeach and Nechosim Berek Abayis. So that's over there. Everyone agrees that it goes to Berek Abayis. And that's like a Chiddush. Because since I did not spell out that the behema should go to Mizbeach, so even though I specified behema and Nechosim, since I didn't say the behemish go to Mizbeach, so mele that's called the Berek Abayis. Zog the Gemara, Omer Papayis, Shemati, as Divrei Shneim. Meaning, Hamakdis beferish, so the Rambam learns beferish means Berek Abayis, and the Kediv Rebbe Eliezer, that's Poshet. Or beferish means, I said Behema and the Chosim, and I did not say Behema is a Mizbech, so over there it's a Berek Abayis. So Hamakdis beferish is Kediv Rebbe Eliezer. But if some stam says that my nechosim should go to hekdash, and he wasn't mechalik between the behemas and the nechosim that he had, stam he says, oh, my nechosim should go to hekdash. So then it's mistava like divrei Abishua, kedivrei Abishua that says that each thing specifically for what it could go to. If it's a behemah, it goes le mizbeach. If it's a nechosim, there's tables and chairs, then it goes to berek habayis. Zok the mission. The next case, hamakdish nechosav v'hoyim ben dvorim ruin l'gam mizbeach. If you have things that are be'etzem roi to mizbeach, for instance, yenois, if you have wines, del roi for nisuch, shmonim, for menochas, oifes can be brought as teirim ben yoyna, for akrova. So, Rabbi Loza, because this is b'shitz Rabbi Shua, not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Loza goes b'shitz Rabbi Shua, yimochu l'tzorcha ois amin. That means, you sell it for the person that needs that min. Someone needs to bring a yain or a shmanim or a oifas, you sell it to him. And he's going b'shitza b'shua that your intent is oilus. So either you bring an oil if it's a zachar, or other items, you sell and utilize the money for an oilus. That's b'shitza b'shua. That when you makdish, das makdish to makdish for the mizbeach, or for oilus, if it could be used as money for an oilus. B'shar nechosim, then yip le berek habayis. B'shar other nechosim is le berek habayis. So Rabbi Lozer, by over here, by yain, shmanim and saltos and oifas, is b'shitas Reb Yeshua. That you bring b'dmei and oilos, you sell it to people that need it, and the things that are berek habayis, you bring to berek habayis. Zok di Gemara, ha-makdish, the Mishnah said, that y'makdish nechosof, v'hoi ben dvorim ruin korban tzibur. So now we're going to touch, what's this korban tzibur? Zog the Gemara, what's something that's Goyle Korban Tzibur? Dafka, Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Omar Ktoiris. A Ktoiris is something that is Goyle Korban Tzibur, and behemoths are not Goyle Korban Tzibur only. Behemoths could also be Korban Yochit. Mashen Korban Ktoiris has to be Dafka mi Korban Tzibur. Now, this Ktoiris that you makdish means that the Ktoiris is coming from your home. From your home means it's made in your kitchen. Made in your kitchen means that you can be mefatim in b'kli choyl. On that, the Gemara says, no, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua, there's no ray you can mefatim b'kli choyl. Tipote, you can say that we're talking about, be'uman mishal beis haftinas, she'inoytu b'schol ekteris. Like we said before, that le'olam dekteris, that being makdish, is the same schar umnin that was paid with Moisek Teres. So we're talking about the Alta Teres. The Teres was made b'klich shores, b'klich kodesh. Not talking about the Teres that was made in b'klich choyl in his kitchen. It happened to end up now as a schar umnim as choyl. Now before he had a chance to buy it back, before Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbarim had a chance to buy it back from Tum Chadosha, he's makdish this Teres that he received as a payment, which is choyl. But really this Teres was made b'klich kodesh because it originated from the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no raya that you can be mefatim b'choyl. Zog de Gemara weiter my time in the Ben Azai. What's the reason of Ben Azai in the Mishnah? Ben Azai says that eini min amido, and you can't use the Keteris to be paid for umnim bischaron. Zog de Gemara. The reason is she'ein hekdish mischal al melocha el al amois. Hekdish is not mischal al melocha only amois. You can't take hekdish like the, for instance, the carbon, the tzibur, the carbonous tzibur. Dvarim shalun lekarben tzibur, which is referring to keteris, you can't use it to mischal al melocha to use it as a payment, but rather it can only be mischal on mois. So once you mischal on mois, then you take it and you pay the umnim with this keteris. Now that became choil, and then you buy it back from Truma Chadosha. Zok dimor vayte tamo taninon. We learned in the Mishnah in Tumura daf lamed aleph and beis. Yesh b'kotcha b'erek habayis, there are milas in kotcha b'erek habayis that are not applicable to kotcha mizbeach. And the Mishnah over there enumerates, shestam ekdei shoyz l'berek habayis. Number one, someone who's makdish something stam, it's the b'erek habayis. So this would imply, we have a machlokes in our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Shua, Rebbe Eliezer says, you funnel everything to b'erek habayis, because stam being makdish is b'erek habayis. Rebbe Shua says that you're mechalik, things that are going to mizbeach, and Mizbeach means Oila, and the things that are Shlomim, you sell for Shlomim, and you use the money for Oila, and the things that Berek HaBayis, they can use for Berek HaBayis. But we see clearly Pashtas like Rabbi Eliezer. Yesh B'Kotchim Berek HaBayis, that are not B'Kotchim Mizbeach, and one of the Milas is Stam Hekdesh LeBerek HaBayis. So we see like Rabbi Eliezer, Stam is for Berek HaBayis. The second Mila Berek HaBayis has over B'Kotchim Mizbeach. Hekdesh Berek HaBayis Chalal HaKoil. It's Chalal even on avonim, on tables, on chairs. Mashen kochem mizbeach is only on behemoth. The third thing is umoy lemigiduleyin. If someone plants an elon of hekdesh, so the gidulim have a shame hekdesh, so you moil in the gidulin of berek habayis. Mashen kochem mizbeach, the gidulim do not have a din of mila. The fourth mila is ve'em ben anoy lekahanim. Kochem mizbeach, the zanofa kahanim. They eat some carbonus they get the or, but the point is a hano. Mashen kotche berek habayis, there's no hano whatsoever. Kotche mizbech, there's a hano. Kotche berek habayis, there's no hano for kahanim. Zok the Gemara Omer Chananya, this din that we're saying, that stam hekdesh is berek habayis, is the Rebbe Eliezer. This is Taka Rebbe Eliezer. This is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. That we say you funnel everything for berek habayis. The Tanino learned in our Mishnah, Hamakdish Nechosa Voice Ben Behemah Ruyla Gam Mizbeach, Schorim Unikei Voice, Schrebel Yezer Oimer, Schorim Yimochel Litzorche Oilus. The Schorim are Taka sold for Oilus, and the money goes for Berek HaBayis. Unikei Voice Yimochel Litzorche Zivche Shlomim, Udmei Niplu, Imshal Nechosa Berek HaBayis. So we see clearly that you funnel the money for Berek HaBayis, and you utilize whatever you could for Berek HaBayis. According to Abishua, no, it's not Stam Berek HaBayis. The Schorim are Taka Mibrol as an Oiler. The Shlomim are sold and used money for an oila, but not Berek HaBayis. Zogma Omer Rabbi Yechon and Tamil Rabbi Eliezer. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer that we're saying that it goes Tam Berek HaBayis, stated in Posuk. V'ish ki yakdish beis Kodesh Hashem. So what are we talking about that you makdish your bayis Kodesh Hashem? What's in your house is Kodesh Hashem. The mana kamin, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a regular beis dira, then you makdish your beis dira, something that's not royal hakir alam is beach at all, your household items. And on that, the Torah says, Kodesh Hashem, Kvak Siv. There's already another pasuk that says, V'ma makdish yigal es beisoi. Elo kianon kaminon, b'makdish nechosov. We're talking about specifically, his makdish his nechosim. His nechosim means, there's behemoth, that is roilim is beach, and there's items that are not roilim is beach. And what does it say about all of them? Kodesh Hashem. That means everything goes to Berek HaBayis. Even the behemoth, you try to funnel to Berek HaBayis, meaning by selling them, Oilus for Schorim, and the money goes to Berek HaBayis. Mikan just Tamekdesh le Berek HaBayis, and that's the Makor of Rebbe Eliezer. Om Reb Zeira, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin, what's the Machlokes of Lezner b'shul, in which case? B'makdish nechosov. We're talking about his makdish and nechosim. On that, Rebbe Eliezer says Berek HaBayis, and Rebbe Shua says the behemoths go for whatever it's going to be makriv. Ava b'makdish edroi, but if you makdish your barn itself with the animals in it, so kol amam moida shulim mizbeach. Even Reb Eliezer would agree that it's not a Berek HaBayis. If you makdish the etzim eder, so avad over there, the flock itself, avad's intent is that it should be brought lemizbeach because you're being makdish, you're being menadev and makdish the eder itself. Masha'enkin the machlokes is not by makdish edroi, but makdish nechosov. That's the first shita. That's shita Reb Zeira. Rebbe said in the name of Rav Chuna. In the name of Rav, b'shem Rav, he said fakert. Ma pligin, where's the machloikas? B'makdish edroi. Fakert, the machloikas is by makdish edroi. When you makdish your flock, over there there's a machloikas. Rabbi Eliezer says it still goes to Berek HaBayis. Alva b'makdish nechosov. But if you makdish nechosim, then the opposite. Kol ha'amem moida, shul Berek HaBayis. Over here, even Rabbi Shua agrees that by nechosim, it's not it goes to Berek HaBayis. Sai Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer both agree. There's no machlokes by makdish nechosov. The machlokes gufa is by makdish edroi. By edroi, do we say that it goes to Berek HaBayis? That's a bliyaz chiddush, or do you say that roi lemizbeach is lemizbeach? But ainu chalam if you makdish nechosim, so then we balt the things that roi leberek HaBayis. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shua agrees that it goes to Berek HaBayis. Zok the Gemara al daited Reb Zeira, come to the first pshat that we're saying that the machlokes is only by nechosov and by edroi. Everyone agrees that it goes to mizbeach, so it's nicha. That makes sense, Taka. That's pshat in the Mishnah. V'kasha al derabo. However, it's shver on the second pshat. The second pshat we're saying the machlokes gufa is by makdish edroi. So frek the Gemara
Behema loylem is beachi. How could there be a machloikas by Edroi? How could there be a tzad to say that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that even by Makdish Edroi, it's a better kabayis? A behema is loylem is beach. Zog di Gemara, you're right. Behema loylem is beachi. You're right. Behema is beatsim loylem is beach. But why was this guy soysim? Veloma sosama ishaze. Why was he soysim? Why when he's Makdish Edroi, why did he not say that it should be lemizbeach? Why didn't he specify? If he's Makdish Edroi, why wasn't he specific and say that it should be lemizbeach? Why was he stam Makdish Edroi? The fact that he was soysim, so over here, even though it's Edroi, Rabbi Eliezer holds it still goes the better kabayis. Zog di Gemara, shu ko'oimel lo yeh el better kabayis. It's like spelling out, I want it to be le better kabayis. Because if he wanted a mizbeach, he should have said it should go le mizbeach. Rabbi Kvega says that what he should have been mefarish is Zog di Kvega hanimid lo pirish lo oy lo oy lo shlomim. Al koch de loy korban kemechavin ela bet kabayis. Since he didn't specify these are for oilers, these are for shlomim, that is like saying I wanted to go to bet kabayis. And that the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Omar neither like Zeiri nor like Rabba, it doesn't make a difference. The machlokes is in any instance loy shanya. There's no difference. He hamakdish nechosav, he hamakdish edroi, he hamachloikas. The machloikas of Lezen Rabbi Shua is in every instance. Saif hamakdish nechosim, saif hamakdish edroi. In Rabbi Eliezer always holds lebede kabayis, funnel whatever you could to bede kabayis. And Rabbi Shua holds whatever is roi lemizbeach, it goes to mizbeach. And the machloikas is, it doesn't make a difference if it's edroi, if it's nechosav, the machloikas is both ways. We'll stop over here by the bottom, three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph.